This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning, it's Terry Robinson with the Eastside Parkways Coalition. We're talking about another meeting that happened last night discussing the Kensington Project. Terry, there's been two of these meetings this week. It's all getting public opinion on the project that I feel like we've gotten a lot of public opinion on. How is what we're seeing now different from what we've seen in the past few years?
Well, the major difference is that we've been able to, once the State Department of Transportation, NYSDOT, published their final report and negative declaration and all those sort of things, now the information has been in the public realm and people have been able to review it. And so as we have done that, the general public is much more aware of the facts that are underlying the proposed project. And quite frankly, we know how inadequate the proposal is and how faulty it is.
Well, Terry, it seems that one side, the Rock side, Restore Our Community Coalition, wants to keep the 33 and have the tunnel built. Eastside Parkways, which you're with, they want the 33 removed and the thing filled in, right? Is there a way that these two groups can come together so this can go forward in some way?
In my opinion, never the twain shall meet. They are diametrically opposed. It is clear that the proposal for the to continue the 33 continues the environmental harm and continues the health harm, and it doesn't restore the one-of-a-kind, the pinnacle of Frederick Law Olmsted's design, the city and the park. So now, in addition to that, whether you keep it, whether you cap it, whether you replace it, you have to remove the retaining walls and bridges and those sort of things. And so it'll be a mess for 5 years, regardless of what happens, for the homeowners and the people along there. So we want the best result to come out of that. And I don't see the apologist for the plan that was set forth by the New York State DOT. You have to keep in mind, the judge said that is irrational. The plan is irrational. It is not supported by creditable evidence. It is harmful, and it had no regard for the people that will be most affected by it along the routes. In addition to that, the cost for the proposal is now, I think, at about $2.5 billion, whereas there's not a dollar dedicated to a community benefit agreement, not a dollar dedicated to the project area, which is, you know, 4 disadvantaged census tracts that border it. And I think that the only thing to do is to do the right thing right now, the right way, and it's fiscally responsible and environmentally responsible and socially responsible.
We heard from a representative from the Department of Transportation at the meeting earlier this week, and he said that every decision that's made will have to keep in mind the flow of traffic, the amount of cars that currently go on the 33. What did you take that to mean?
Well, what he did say and what he was challenged with is the traffic analysis, which says that that traffic, which initially was designed to move 500,000 people in the city of Buffalo for an increase of population, they were anticipating 1 million. Instead, it went from 500,000 to half that, to 250,000. It is the best designed network in the world. And just as when you look at those figures for usage, it's that 70,000 car trips a day. For instance, 8 or 10 of those used to be mine, going downtown or getting off at Grider. So it's local traffic. It's not some sort of direct funnel of quote unquote white flight and all of those sort of things that are proposed. No, we think that a restoration of the street grid and revitalization of the arterials and construction of a mid-city corridor and the advantages that would come from cultural, historical, architectural, tourism vastly outweigh a continuation of the Robert Moses design from the 1950s.
Nothing is going to happen, though, until there's an EIS, Environmental Impact Statement. How far away is that?
Well, if you do the right thing the right way, it should be immediate. All of the facts and figures are there to hand. The question is whether the information was distorted, misrepresented, misconstrued, whether it was, as long as the plan, which the one parameter of it that they said had to remain, was those 70,000 car trips on that route in that place at the time. But that's not a comprehensive look at what is the best for the regional development, the connecting network that the metropolitan organization, Greater Niagara Buffalo Transportation Regional Council, GBNRTC, came up with in their One Region Forward. So it's really well documented, the impacts and what would potentially be the right road to take. The right path.
Well, Terry, thanks so much for joining us on short notice too. Terry Robinson from the Eastside Parkways Coalition joining us live here recapping a couple of meetings happening this week on the Kensington Project.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.